Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, wishing you all a safe and blessed commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday that yes. we were seriously thinking about changing it to...
Threshing Sled.
It's so hard to say, though. That's probably why it's not going to work. The threshing sledge with sharp teeth that comes from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 15, yes. That we thought was so cool.
That's right. That's such one of my favorite scriptures, definitely.
Oh, yeah. That was the best.
Fear not. The Lord is with you.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like Joshua 1:9.
Yeah.
Which basically says the same thing, you know, the Lord is with you.
Well, and that's the thing. He tells all the leaders across the whole span of history the same thing.
Right.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
You know, don't have a spirit of fear, you know. Look who's
on your side.
Yeah, exactly. Look at me. He created the entire universe and you're afraid of some little peon he created? No,
right.
I don't think so.
Nope. We face off with them. But, you know, Thrash a Commie Thursday just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, so we're just going to have to keep... I don't think I would be able to say that mouthful without tripping up every single time.
Right.
It's cool, though.
Well, there are a lot of things going on right now. We're going to get to... The Russians are now asking the United Nations for a special
security
session.
Summit, yeah.
Yeah, and so they want to have that on the
22nd.
Yes.
Yep.
And incidentally, they want to schedule it for 3 p.m., which is at the same time when they're scheduling a vote of, well, it's just not sanction Russia, but it is a resolution, basically a finger wagging at Russia about we disagree with what you're doing. But Russia might have something different in mind, and in fact... Now with, like Amir Sarfati said, you know, first of all, treating Ukraine like it's a NATO member when it's not.
Right.
And, you know, shipping arms and everything to Ukraine. And secondly, this new Nord Stream pipeline story that just broke from this investigative journalist that points to accusing the United States, Britain, and Norway of... in their involvement,
yep.
Could be an act of war. And, you know, some people are speculating, is that really
Britain and the United States?
Yeah, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Norway.
Yep.
And, you know, it's getting real sporty out there. Russia, for the first time in 30 years, is now mobilizing their ships and submarines with tactical nukes, which we talked about yesterday.
Yep.
So we're keeping a very close eye on that. And, you know, there's also things to cover here at home until a kinetic war begins. We have a war for the soul of our nation right here in our front, right out our front doors.
Well, exactly. But, you know, I mean, back to the whole issue with the Security Council meeting that Russia is calling for on the 22nd, the senior Ukrainian official that's a spokesperson for Ukraine said that peace talks with Russia are out of the question, and that after Russia's latest bombardments, that's just completely out of the question. And so, you know what that means? That is most likely going to mean an announcement that is going to be earth-shaking. I suspect what else are they going to use in that statement other than a war declaration? And is that going to be a war declaration on the United States that is justifying why their northern fleet is now deploying with nukes?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that is highly likely. And so, I mean, if it's something else, maybe they've actually going to take American and, you know, British hostages in Russia. I mean, I can't even see that being enough, you know, having enough sway or ability to cause anything to change if they were to use a hostage type scenario to try to, you know, because they don't want to start a nuclear war. They don't want to do that. They've been trying to get out of this for a long time. And the whole Biden coup regime kept prodding and pushing and funding and sending our military equipment, you know, all the M1s.
Yes.
That was what really basically threw Russia over the edge. But even then,
they've shown amazing restraint.
But with this whole Nord Stream pipeline pointing directly at the United States, that's something that forces them to deal with it.
And, right.
And to deal with us, because that is a declaration of war right there.
Yeah, well, the U.S., not the State Department, but not Department of Defense. One of these spokespeople, I just saw their statement saying that this journalist's report is pure false, fabricated, you know, lies. So we'll see. Of course, naturally, that's what they're going to say. I mean, that's the narrative.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah, they'll deny it, and then Russia will have like all these piles of evidence proving exactly who, where, and when, and our lying mainstream media will just accuse him of being some monster and that he started a nuclear war unprovoked.
Right. Probably because somehow Trump did something.
Trump.
Yeah. It's
going to
be Trump's fault.
They'll throw Trump and his hair in there somehow. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. We have several things lined up. Let's get into the word of the day now and laid out before us.
Okay, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 through 16, which read, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord."
Awesome. You know, this we're seeing another trend here with the scriptures of the day.
That's right.
Lining up with, you know, trusting the Lord coming to our defense.
Yes.
And
and basically David, here's the spirit of David, you know, that God just loved his heart, and I can see why. I mean, I love that statement where David just says, "All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them."
Yes.
You know, giants, schmiants, big deal.
Yep.
Nations, smations, big deal.
Right.
I've got the Lord.
Exactly. Yep.
He's got it straight. He's absolutely right. And just like we read yesterday, this is so cool. I love the continuity of the Lord in the word of the day for this show. It's absolutely miraculous. But, you know, so Isaiah 41, 10 through 16 yesterday said basically the same thing as Psalm 118. I mean, even down to the fact that it says in verse 6, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. And the Lord is for me among those who help me." And that's exactly what 41 was saying, was, you know, don't you fear, you worm, Jacob. I will help you.
Yes.
And he kept saying, I will help you with my right hand. With my right hand, I will help
yes.
you.
Yes.
Same fear exact
not.
Thing.
I will be there for you.
In Psalm 118. And so this is David saying this, whereas it was Isaiah saying it
right.
yesterday.
Yep.
And so obviously they're not even close to being in the same era.
Right.
And how fascinating. The Lord's message is exactly the same to the both of them.
Yes, it
and
is.
And now, repeating here, so exactly the same to us in this era as well.
That's right. That's right.
So yeah, awesome.
Yeah, just, I love that. That's a good one.
Yep. Another one.
Yes. All right, so that is Psalm
118, verses 1 through 17. I initially said 1 through 16, but I apologize for that. It's 1 through 17.
Okay, there we go. We got it.
Yep. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
He's greatly to be praised.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick and come back on the other side with a whole bunch of stuff lined up. A lot of thrashing that needs to happen and is happening. So that's good. But this segment brought to you by Katie Armor, C-A-T-I Armor. KatieArmor.com, serious body armor for serious times. It's a Christian patriot-owned business. Check them out. Local Spokane band Coleman Underground taking us into the break with God is Great. Stay right there.
You are going to have a new understanding of communism. Now, let's see if that isn't so. We start with lying. People wonder, how can the communists look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. When a smiling Khrushchev says the Russians in Cuba are technicians and farm helpers, well, you can suspect there are soldiers, too. And when he says only defensive weapons were sent, well, you can suspect there are also intercontinental missiles and bombers. And when he says now they removed them all, well, what do you think? Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying. Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment 2 is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, tons of stuff going on here, and we're coming out the gate with...
Oh, well, you want me to lead off. Okay, well, that's great. Okay.
I'm happy
well,
to.
Well, that's no problem. No, I can do that with no problem. And everyone, welcome back to Thrash Commie Thursday,
yes.
Of course. And so what we were talking about in the beginning was the whole report from Seymour Hersh on the whole Nord Stream pipeline. And what he is describing is that the fear was that Europe would walk away from the war.
Oh, Yeah. According to that investigative journalist?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so, wow, that's quite the stunning statement to make. And so then insinuating that they had to take care of the Nord Stream pipeline to ramp it up. And
right.
And so that fits right in line with the globalist narrative of population control anyway.
Right.
And way back in the 90s, when Hillary Clinton was speaking to Red China, she actually addressed that very notion that she was talking about population control, mm-hmm. and that that they might have to consider the nuclear option. She actually said that to
right.
China in that speech. And so that's what we're looking at now. How many years later? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And so that's no nonchalant, no big deal. This is astonishing.
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, we're going to continue watching this, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens, you know, at the UN Security Council. But, you know, we do know that prophecy says, you know, a huge number of people are going to be killed by, you know, famine, war,
yep.
you know, all of these things coming up, you know, in the Great Tribulation. So things are, you know, obviously lining up to that. But,
right. Well, you know, in addition to that, though, here's another interesting little aspect to this whole Nord Stream pipeline. Well, okay. So the Daily Mail has reported that this giant methane leak from the Nord Stream pipeline will not increase global warming, despite leaking 220,000 tons of the greenhouse gas into the air. Well, lo and behold, wait a minute. So they're concerned about cows.
Right.
Okay, methane, methane gas. They're concerned, the UN is seriously, this is part of their unsustainable list, was livestock animals because of the methane they produce.
Wow.
Causing holes in the ozone layer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's a huge, huge problem and an issue, but 220,000 tons of methane leaking from this Nord Stream pipeline, oh, that's okay. That's okay,
right.
cause that serves their purpose of population control.
Exactly.
So
then they can control somebody.
You know, I have to say that's quite an interesting turn. All of you environmentalists out there that think that this whole global warming thing and climate change is about saving the environment, these kind of things are what proves their true intent.
Yeah.
They could care less about the environment. In fact, Ohio, Arizona, all of these different things, these
right.
huge catastrophic toxic gas leaks, you know, and they kind of just look the other way and go, oh, nothing to see
here.
Oh,
let's go over here and protest this new private jet terminal being added to an airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, you know, those are so horrible to the environment. And, well, plus we're facing away from this big black cloud in Ohio. We don't have to look at it.
Right, exactly. It's
killing fish,
us.
Killing animals, killing dogs, chickens, people's livestock.
Right. And speaking of that, we ran across a very, very informative little clip here from an engineering student that he just kind of elaborated on more about how these gases that they released and burned interact with water and air.
Yeah.
Go ahead and listen now.
So, industrial engineer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
This hasn't been getting a lot of coverage, and the coverage that it has been getting hasn't been very good. So let's talk about the Trail derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. East Palestine's about an hour north of Pittsburgh, almost halfway to Cleveland. Norfolk Southern has a rail line that goes right through town, and this derailment happened right on the edge outside of town on the border of PA and Ohio. Of the cars that crashed, 5 of them contained vinyl chloride. It's a monomer used to make PVC. Some of the reporting on this has gotten vinyl chloride confused with polyvinyl chloride, the polymer made out of vinyl chloride. Now, the reason that this distinction is really important is vinyl chloride is very hazardous and very flammable. Polyvinyl chloride is a plastic that's used in, like, everything. The other thing about vinyl chloride is that it boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's shipped in its liquid form, meaning that when these trains crashed and these started leaking, they weren't just leaking liquid, but they were spewing boiling gas. So vinyl chloride is really toxic. OSHA has the permissible limit of how much you can be exposed to it during an 8-hour shift as a 1 ppm part per million, average over 8 hours. So prior to this, the biggest spill of this chemical was in New Jersey, where one train car and about 23,000 gallons of vinyl chloride were spilled, but it didn't catch on fire. Now, this crash in Ohio has 5 train cars. These kinds of tanker cars can carry between 25 and 33,000 gallons. Let's call it 250 to 250,000 pounds of vinyl chloride. That's per train car, 5 train cars. There's maybe 1 million pounds of this toxic chemical spilling into the ground and also boiling off into the air. But then it caught on fire. I think this is where the reporting is really bad, because no one is mentioning what the byproduct of vinyl chloride burning is. Of the many byproducts of burning vinyl chloride, one of them is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is really unstable and latches onto water, like just water vapor in the atmosphere, and that turns into hydrochloric acid. So right now, government officials, officials from the railroad, both the governor of Pennsylvania and Ohio are calling burning off the 1 million pounds of this stuff a success, but not mentioning that it means that we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air, potentially. Now, ever since engineering school, I've studied a lot of industrial accidents. I just find it really fascinating, and organizations like the Chemical Safety Board, NTSB, and OSHA all have like really good reports available to the public. I think as a designer, it's really good to learn about mistakes. When looking at these kinds of industrial disasters across time, there are a couple things that are pretty universal across all of them. One, the responsible party, in this case, Norfolk Southern Railway, always plays down the reality of the situation. Politicians also just repeat the same lines, and then news outlets just repeat the same. So all we're hearing is the responsible party's word.
You know, he brings up a really good point right there at the end, because I've seen comments from people in the affected area that are complaining about the testing that's being done, because we're seeing this. The head of the EPA was in an interview saying that every house is being tested and we're happy. You know, I would move back into my house if I lived there. I'm that confident. Well, somebody said the people that are doing the testing are not the EPA. They are people that are employees of the railroad, the environmental.
Railway. Yeah. Yep.
Right. And they're if billions of dollars and blame over something like this, if you're culpable, there's some strong motivation there to make test results come out the way you want them to, or you hope that they do. It really should be a unbiased third party doing the testing. If that's true, and that's the case, that is actually the people that are responsible for this incident are also doing the testing, telling everybody how safe the place is while their pets and livestock are falling over and fish are floating to the surface.
Right.
Something's not adding up.
Well, and the way that it combines with the water vapor in the air apparently causes severe lung burn.
Yes.
And so it like in this incident, you know, we've heard, like you're saying, the chickens, the fish, the frogs and everything. But like these people, they said they let their 2-year-old healthy dog out to go to the bathroom and the dog never returned inside. He was dead in the yard in that short amount of time. And so that makes an awful lot of sense that if it's basically instant hydrochloric acid in your lungs. Yeah, no wonder it's killing all of the animals and pets. And so, yeah, boy, talk about underreporting, and without a doubt to save themselves a whole bunch of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, at least, if not, you know, criminal charges or accountability, you know.
Right.
So,
well, and then not only to mention that, but the top 10 shareholders of the Norfolk Southern Corporation Transportation Company, meaning the train company itself, the top 10 shareholders include, get this, Vanguard, BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo.
Oh, man. International criminal conspiracy.
Yeah, that's the WEF right there.
No kidding.
I mean, boy, talk about having a convenient, a sudden chemical spill.
In fact,
they used to use that stuff in World War I.
Right.
And that was a huge...
Remember when Klaus Schwab said that in the future, our nations won't even be ran by governments. They will be ran by corporations.
Well, yeah, that's their
corporations
fascist
like BlackRock
yep, yep.
and Vanguard, right?
Right.
Specifically, I think he even specifically mentioned BlackRock example of a corporation that will be running the world. And of course, now they've got this World Economic Forum. I mean, this World Leadership Forum going on. Yesterday, we played the quote from Klaus Schwab dribbling his way through his speech talking about, you know, this new world and the way it's going to be changed. But Elon Musk also spoke at that World Leadership Summit.
That's right.
And he warned against the dangers of having a one world government. He didn't put out the message that they were all hoping everybody would be putting out.
But he was one of the billionaires. And that was, by the way, that was held in Dubai.
Yeah.
And that had been going on from February 13th through yesterday, the 15th. And so interesting that he was not only invited, but he was a speaker. Join the billionaires club where we're all assuming ownership and governance of the whole entire world.
Yeah. And he's going against their narrative.
Yeah.
Saying, this is not a good idea. This a one world government. There's like way too many problems.
Dangers. And you've got WEF and here this statement says, while vinyl chloride itself is a carcinogen, the burning of the chemical, which releases hydrogen chloride and phosgene, can be immediately lethal. Phosgene is the highly toxic, colorless gas with a strong odor and was notoriously used as a weapon during World War I. And so all of these people, all these warmongers and world heist, basically they're the people heisting the world, they know about phosgene.
Yes,
they know
do.
It's an instant killer. And the fact that they instigated an immediate burn off of 5 tanks full of that stuff.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's all kinds of questions about this, and now people are starting to raise the question of, could it have been sabotage?
Right.
That this train was on fire. It was seen on video on fire prior to the derailment.
Wow.
And, of course, that's pure conjecture, but it's interesting because yesterday we were saying with all these fighting age males coming across our border from China, from Muslim countries and everything else, these are potential saboteurs right amongst us.
Yep.
You know, fighters. So... Well, you guys have a blessed rest of the day. Have a great commute and join us tomorrow morning, Fired Up Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.